Hey, welcome to another rendition of Santori Unplugged. I'm your host, Santori, and it is April 8th, 2020, and with me always is my co-host, Tony P. Tony P., what's happening?
I like the meow.
I do, too. I do. Because that's the end of the show, and all of a sudden that credit comes up and the little cat back, you know, if you remember that back in, at the Ever Watch the Show, many people have not.
Good dog.
Yeah, well, that's Family Ties. The other one that was meow, that's WKRP in Cincinnati. Yeah.
And then there was the good night, Mr. Bellows. Fuck you.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's right. That came from Jackson. Good night, Mr. Bellows. Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyway.
Yeah, but the
and
big
I don't know if I want to keep. I don't know if I'm gonna keep that. I don't know if I want to keep that theme song.
I want to keep
know.
It. It's good.
You like
it? It ain't broke. Don't fix it. No, I do like it. Because it's very peppy. It's very peppy, right? And then when it gets to the end, and you finally think you understand what the dude is saying, a cat meows. So there you go, man. You got it good and good for the people at home. Welcome. Welcome, Rona Vision. Rona, my Corona.
So tonight, we're going to go ahead and we're going to call this guy. So I want to give an introduction to this guy to all my listeners. So last week we had Captain Ron, who's a character and is a wackadoo. And like all my years of like living and this journey, I've met a bunch of characters and Cap Ron had to be one of them, and this guy that we're going to about ready to call, he's a character too, so he's a little bit of a wackadoo, so I don't know what kind of frame of mind he's going to be in, but we'll see. But I met him in a strip club that I used to work at in Orlando. He was a bartender, and I was a barback bouncer, and that's how we became friends. And we used to, like, make fun of, like, how, you know, guys would use a lingo like dog and boss and hoss and big guy and chief and I hated all of them terms, but dog was one that was just easy to mock and make fun of when people like actually say that seriously to their friends. So what we did, we constantly call each other dog. So without further ado, you want to give him a call?
No.
Tony P? Why not?
No.
All right. Dog. You're going to hear dog a lot, by the way.
Dog. Is this dog? Dog.
Dog. What's up, dog? Welcome to the show, dog.
Dog, you got a big audience today, dog.
Dog, I know, right? They're all here. They're all listening. They're all applauding for you, dog.
It's so dog and dog night.
It's dog and dog and dog. How you doing, dog? What's going on in your world, dog?
Do you really want to know? This whole thing is a hoax. It's all bullshit. They should have stopped this shit. I can't believe I have to live in my fucking house right now. I'm fine with it. I don't give a shit, but they fucked this shit up. They need to fucking pay me. That's all I know.
I'm sure you're not alone on that, dog. So what do I hear? Tony P, what were you saying to me earlier before we started the show about your mask?
Oh, okay. So I bought a mask because we're in the Rona. I bought the mask, but it was a Sub-Zero mask, right? And I was going to modify it and make it like a Rona mask, right? So, but I just realized that it's coming from Russia and it's not going to come here till April 22nd. And I said, what good is that? We'll all be dead.
Dog, did you get your mask, dog?
Yeah, that's just dumb as fuck, man. Just stay in your house. I mean, when you walk next to a fucking nasty motherfucker, hold your breath because that's what you normally do anyway.
Listen, I had 24 rolls of toilet paper. I'm down to 12, and that was 2 weeks ago. Tell me why toilet paper wasn't important.
Dude, I'm a single guy. Everybody's an asshole because I just buy like some rolls. They last for a while. When I run out, I'm out of toilet paper. And everybody has bought all this shit up. So what I do is I just wash my ass in the fucking shower. I don't give a fuck. At least my ass is clean.
See, that's the thing. We had the toilet paper, right? We had like six rolls. And then my mother brought me a big thing of rolls. And then they were on at King Supers while I was there. It was like I bought two things at Angel Soft. But the point is that I am going to need to get more toilet paper in about a week and a half. That is ridiculous.
Well, it sounds like white privilege to me.
Yeah, white toilet paper down the drain. Money down the drain. I tell you what, the toilet flushes in this house more than any than any fucking. It's okay. It's okay. I'll be okay.
Dude, there's a lot of
you want
to shit
set Mike Santori
there.
Hey Santori, tell everybody how you ended up with a whole lot of extra weed.
Because of the fact that I was doing it all wrong, dog. I was buying joints, and I should have been buying, like, half-eights and whatever, so I did that. But I was lucky enough because my friend, after I bought my first half-eights, came and picked me up, the very next day. It was nice enough to take me to another weed store to get more half-eights, and I did. So I'm all set, dog. I'm getting high every 5 minutes.
Is this not really.
I'm doing good, dog. I'm getting really high, so.
This is
it's
a
amazing,
Colorado
dude.
Thing. This has got to be a Colorado thing.
It is. But who's that? Who's that?
Jolene. Hello.
Hello, Jolene. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you on, as always.
The crowd is here. Yay.
Yes. The team is here. We got the team here, and we got Dog. Dog with the hoax.
Dude.
So he really thinks it's a hoax, huh?
Dog is so fucked up right now, so just tell
people
me.
People are dying, dog. I don't know if it's a hoax, but people are dying. I can't see how that could be a hoax. I mean, I like to think it is, but, dude, people are dying. It's real. Sad.
No, the question is, why are they keeping us inside? Why don't they, and it's not about corona. What are they distracting us from is your friend Dog. Blew me a bloody, buddy. Dude, pal, Dog, hey, there's another train on this track.
I mean, do you really? Likewise. My thing is, you have to separate. Like, I love my dog right now, but, you know, me and my dog can't be fucking hanging out right now. We got to fucking separate up in this bitch.
Keep them. Who let the dogs out? Who? Right? Why didn't
Where's
you tell
Oliver?
Me to play? So I
Where's
should have
Oliver?
Downloaded that.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Dog, you want to play?
Oh, Dog.
Yeah. I want to play Name That Tune. Throw that.
All right, you're gonna get the first crack. This is for you. You got
give me a hard
number. Do we have
fuckers? Dicks.
How many selections?
Five.
All right,
Dog. Number one through five. All right, Dog. Pick a number between one and five, Dog.
Six. That's the percentage of people that are dying in New Orleans that have obesity.
Dog, pick a number. 1 through 5, Dog.
I was going to say 6, like 60% of people in New Orleans are dying because they have poverty and other underlying COVID problems.
Dog.
Mike, why don't you pick? Why don't you pick?
I will. If he doesn't want to pick, I will pick number 3.
No, I mean, I said 6, right? Didn't I say 6?
Yeah, 1 through 5, dog. Yeah, pick 1 through 5.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
You're being stupid, dog.
Dude, I'm so sorry to fuck up your whole contest. I was fucking waiting for you to call me. So I'm gonna choose three. And I'm not a faggot.
All right.
This is Name That Tune. Let's see. Let's hear.
I mean, so I need to ask a few questions. Am I allowed to ask some questions? Is that
no,
like,
no,
mean
that, dude, absolutely not.
Or is that like, I mean, what?
Do you need a little more?
I mean, I don't know who's playing the guitar.
Santori, do you know
it? Like shit.
No, I don't know it. So yeah, give a little more.
A little more. Answer is down, 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 Alabama.
Alabama? That was your answer?
I think your contest fucked up. I fucking hate it. So you're all fucking fired all right. for playing that shit in front of me. You could have played some goddamn.
I don't know it.
You could have played some fucking Pearl Jam or something that I knew.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
yeah,
a
little bit more.
Transvestite shit.
Jolene,
go
get it.
I'm really dumb, so I would like to pass this off to
She
Joni.
She said you said Joni. She said peaches. Santori?
Okay. I say she's right, and I for an extra point, half a point, I'm gonna say it's by the president of the United States.
That's my final answer, because I'm real stupid.
We're going to let this roll for a second.
Moving to the country, I'm going to eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm going to eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun soaking bulges in the shade. I'm moving to the country, peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Half a point
wow.
to Santori and half a point to Jolene.
Woo-hoo!
Good job, Jolene. Good job.
Wow.
Dog.
I forgot how
like,
little words there were to that song.
Little words. Not much lyrics there.
Where are you going?
Dog, so.
To the country. What are you going to do in the country? I'm going to
eat
a lot,
eat a lot
of peaches. Like, that's
right?
it.
What
that's
else
can
do in the country?
That's the cliff notes. That's the answer. I'm gonna go out to the country and eat a lot of peaches. That's the correct answer. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. President of the United States. Lump. And they also have that one hit wonder bump.
But it can't be a one hit wonder if they had this song.
Well, it's not because they have two songs. Okay, so they have two hit wonders. My bad.
Okay, but that's okay, but they're that you can't it's not a one hit wonder. So
no, you're right, it's not. You're right. I thought we already went through
they
that.
Beat it. They beat it by a little bit. And you know why? It's because they went to the country and ate a lot of pink peaches. That's good.
Peaches are good. So we had a little bit of music sad news this week. We lost two famous artists, John Withers, one, and then, of course, John Prine. But many people don't know who he is, but he did. He did die of coronavirus, dog. He died of coronavirus, dog.
They had some cool Caribbean guys that died that I liked.
Right.
I don't know their name, but they like played some soul music from the Caribbean. They died.
Yep. Dog. So yeah. So do you want to play a little John Withers before so we take a little break, play a little John Withers, and take us out real quick?
No.
Didn't we just
we'll
take
back.
A break? Didn't we just do a break?
I don't know if that was a break. That was actually, I thought you were only going to play like little bits of that song. But I wanted to hear John Withers more than anything. That ain't no sunshine.
All right, we can play
with you, but don't play it for like a fucking hour.
It's going to play for an hour. It's not. It's like
it's
what?
2 minutes.
You just play it a little bit. How much?
2 minutes.
2 minutes? There you go. You got 2 minutes,
go.
Dog.
Here we go.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Right. Yeah.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime.
Alright, that's enough.
Yeah.
Remember, Santori, we said that the best songs have very few words. They're all the same hook over and over again. And that was two examples of that. Pot USA,
no,
they had two hit songs.
So that was awesome. That's some old school shit. That's
right?
Some old school
but it's
shit.
Got the hook.
That's how you
the
throw
hook.
It down back in the day.
Yeah, and we just lost him last week. But I'm glad we played that. And the reason why I wanted to play that real quick is so I can get that fucking Peaches song out of my head, and I'm glad I did. So thank you. Rather have that instead of Peaches. Dog. 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 Dog.
You want
dog.
Me to play
dog.
Barbie Girl instead?
Dog.
Oh, dog. 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 What's he doing to me, dog? Don't do that, dog. Dog, so for the listeners, you want to, like, give a little history of how we know each other?
You want to tell the dog story?
Yeah, tell the dog story, dog. I try to tell a little bit before I call it.
Well,
go
I'll
ahead.
Tell the dog story from my point of view. Like, so, how far back do I need to go? Anyway, ex-Marine Corps, fucking PTSD, fucked up. I need to get a place to fucking work. The only place I can work is a strip club as a bartender, which is a great place. My bar back is none other than Dog. People used to sit at the bar and fucking talk to me like I was a chump with their black cards and all kind of bullshit, trying to fucking fuck a stripper that I knew I was going to fuck or Dog was going to fuck at the end of the night. And that bitch didn't give a fuck, and she was fucking giving us money. The whole thing was like a whole fucking goddamn racket. And did that for a couple years, and now I fucking work in a goddamn other industry that's legal and it's stupid. But one of the best things that I'll remember about me and Dom is that we had this shared experience was when it got busy, a lot of people would call me Chief or Dog or Yo, what's up? Hey, I mean, so they had these nicknames, but we went through a period where I was Dog for a long time with strangers at the bar. Apparently, if you say Dog, I identify you as Dog, and I need to fucking take your order right away and not anybody else at the bar. So that was this fucking thing that we just started calling each other Dog for about 2 years, because there's no shortage of fucking asshole idiots in the world.
And that's pretty much about what I said too. I gave the cliff notes. You pretty much gave the whole story, which is fine, Dog. But we had some good times, man. That strip club was good times.
It was one of those things where if you didn't take notes on it every day, it's a story or a reality show that we could make millions of dollars off right now. We could make a sitcom out of it, but we weren't paying attention. Like, what the fuck? Whatever.
I know.
That place was so much fucking comedy. I can't give it back. I mean, it's
no.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. That's what it means.
Yep. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And that's about right. There hasn't been. No, actually, there has been, but still. Those were good times, and we made it.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
You want to try and pick another number this time, and that's six, Dog?
I went through. Okay, so since I'm the only idiot on this fucking call, I would like to choose two. Number two. It's the number after one and before three.
All right, is everybody ready?
Come on.
For name that tune. Here we go. Right. Now, here's a little story.
Done. I got it. Dog, you should know this. Dog, you should know this. If you don't know this, Dog, you show this. All right,
hold
Dog.
On. This is going to be hard. Cause
it's
I know
not
it's
hard, Dog.
I know it's Two Live Crew.
No. Dog.
Then there's these kids that work. They're skateboarders, and they're in the 80s. I can't remember the name. They're like skateboarders. They're in the 80s. They made this really cool album called The Green Album. That's the only one I like from the BC Boys, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
Yeah,
name
is
now, right. Here's a little story I got to tell about
Santori, what's the name of the song?
You know so well. It
Paul
right
here.
In history with that
oh. I'm
Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's license on my tail, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP. All by myself without nobody. baseball bat, so I'm on the run. The cop got my gun, and right about now it's time to have some fun. The King had rock, that is my name, and I know the fly spot where they got the champagne. We rode for 6 hours, then we hit the spot. The beat was a bumping, and the girlies was hot. This dude was staring like he knows who we are. We took the empty spot next to him at the bar. MCA said,
yo, you know this kid?
I said, I didn't, but I know he did.
The kid said,
get ready, cause this ain't funny. My name's Mike D, and I'm about to get money. Pulled out the jammy, aimed it at the sky. He yelled, dig him up, and let Duke fly. Hands went up, and people hit the floor. He wasted two kids that ran for the door. I'm Mike D, and I get respect. Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect. MCA was with it, and he's my ace. So I grabbed a piano player and I punched him in the face. Piano player's out, the music stopped. His boy had teeth, and he got dropped.
Mikey grabbed the money.
MCA snatched the gold. I grabbed two girlies and a beer that's cold.
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with a gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Beastie Boys, Santori had the name, that's another half a point, and of course, Dog, who the line dropped, so should we try to call him, let me try to call him again.
Try to call him again.
Are you a fan of the Beastie Boys? Santori,
am
are you
I?
A fan of the Beastie Boys? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of Mike D and MCA and Azok. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Beastie Boys. I always like them. They're good, man. Dog hanging up on us.
Hello?
Dog, where'd you go, dog?
Dog, I thought you hung up on me, goddammit, dog.
Nah, dog. That was you, dog.
You got half a point.
You got a half point, dog.
I've been playing some gay-ass song for a long time, and I just felt like I should go.
Dog, Beastie Boys, gay-ass song. No, dog. It was a good song by Beastie Boys, dog.
You had to get to, there was
dog.
A couple parts we had to get to, though. Like, you know, the wiffle ball bat part. It's the best. But it
there's a lot of gay shit going on, and I just couldn't handle it.
So, Doc, you were on our show, like our old show before we had that hurricane going on in Panama, and you were
right.
You're in character, checkbook stripper.
Right.
And now your character, you have a YouTube channel with your character checkbook stripper or some other things that people could look in.
I have a YouTube channel. I probably have 85 videos and a total of 3 views. But
it's pretty good.
What my goal is to have the shittiest YouTube fucking channel in the world. Nobody's allowed to fucking subscribe. I don't even care if you subscribe. I want you to dislike this shit because I ain't going to edit it. I'm going to fucking just come in my backyard. You're pissed off like a fucking redneck. Fucking shoot a video and then put it on my fucking website. And that's what I'm going to do because it's fucking free. Because I don't live in fucking China, bitch.
So did you see Tiger King? Did you see Tiger King, dog?
I mean, that's like the dumbest business model ever. I mean, of course he's gay. Of course he's got a gun. But then, I mean, you can't just keep making baby tigers over and over again so you can get like a grand off of them. I mean, it's like really not a good business model. You'd probably be better if you just put your money into a 401k and maybe just let it fucking ride on. I mean, it really is a bad business model. I really think the guy is not a good businessman.
He's got a nice hair, though.
He does.
His hair looks funny. All right, so today is National Zoo Lovers Day, funny enough, and National Empanada Day. Empanada.
What the fuck does that even mean?
What does that mean, dog?
Like
what
tacos
does that mean?
And fucking tigers?
Look, as I was saying, I can go for some empanada.
The zoo, it works. But yeah, so National Zoo Day and Zoo Lovers Day. So not Carol Bass.
How do you find
day?
This shit out? Like, are you constantly like Googling stupid shit to just see what pops up?
No, we do this like what happens in history today, and we just look for that just to see what happens, what kind of day it is, what kind of national day.
And also born this day, which I have everybody's birthday and this day in history. So if you guys want to know what
I do, want to know who's born today? Who was born today?
All right. Born today, first, Russell Crowe in 1964. He's Australian.
Oh, what a faggot. Hey, look, I want you to Google my fucking name and tell me what comes up on your fucking screen right now. I want you to Google Ronald Carter and see what the fuck pops up. And you tell us. Ronald Carter. God damn it. It's just a basic fucking shit name.
Gary Carter of the New York Mets.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. Fucking do you motherfucking know who's checkbook stripper? You don't know, you don't care.
Who has Rona here? Is that Santori with the Rona?
It's just not Corona. It's me smoking some weed, sir. That's all. Just some nice marijuana healthy coughing. That's
hey,
it. All
right. That's so COVID. That's so COVID.
Francis Ford
nice.
Coppola, born in 1939.
Gay. That sounds gay as shit. I think you need to fucking do some better search.
That's his birthday. Well, people were born today. I can't. What am I searching?
I mean, what good are you if you can't fucking put in a Google search and then tell me what it says?
I did. It says Ronald Carter. He's a British linguist. Native of Leeds, Carter studied English, Russian, and German, as well as comparative literature at the University of Birmingham. He began teaching at the University of Nottingham after completing a doctorate in 1979.
So that's me, motherfuckers. That's me, motherfuckers. I made up that name 5 minutes ago. Now you know I'm like the man. So shut the fuck up and listen.
Jackie Chan was remember he was on Super Dave, Mike, remember?
Super Dave, good old Super Dave. That was a great show with Gary Sandlin.
I mean, that's just fucking so stupid.
Oh, what's that,
it was
dog?
Good, though.
Jackie
he is
Chan.
Good,
he's not even
a
real Chinese.
You're a linguist. You're a cunning linguist.
Chinese.
Cunning linguist. British linguist. You're cunning. He's got to be cunning. He sounds like a cunning linguist, okay?
I think the whole thing is snake, by the way.
Snake. Snaker.
Corona?
Yeah.
Snaker. Snakes.
I'm sorry for having opinions. Sorry.
No, you're good, dog. Dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
I mean, are you fucking serious? Number two.
We already picked number two. You got to go for like one or three or one or four or five.
And number four. I mean,
yeah, that's good.
That you can't control this? Or
I don't want to control it. No, it's not me. It's my producer, Tony P.
I'm thinking that we have a lot more important things to discuss than the thing. But play the tune and let me see if I can figure it out.
Alright, good luck.
And if I do figure it out, it's not like I gave a prize. I don't get nothing.
I won't.
Y'all don't even care.
I won't play it. I'll play it for just a minute. I'll play it for just a minute. Okay, just a minute. Not
what,
the full.
What's the point? Do I get $100?
You get nothing and like
no,
it.
You get dragged right. You're behind.
It's
you
so
gotta...
fucking gay. It's the gayest contest I've ever been in.
Really? Then not
right.
Gay. You don't have to play.
Look, you guys got mad. All right.
I didn't get mad. You don't have to play. I mean, we're going to play. You don't have to.
run the gay contest. I'm so sorry for messing your shit up. I feel bad.
You're good. No, don't feel bad, dog. You're doing just fine. Be you.
I know I'm going to lose anyway. There's no prize money.
Jolene
has just testing your musical knowledge. That's all we're doing on this show. See if you know music.
I was really bad
you
at
did
it.
So far.
I don't even
yeah,
play.
Throw
I just
it down.
If you actually know it, then I just say I know it. But, like, don't, if you don't want to play, don't play. Because it's a pain. And I know how you feel. Because I'm like, I feel stupid. I don't know any of this shit. Like, whatever. You don't have to play. Nobody will judge you.
I don't really appreciate all of you, like, ganging off of me and telling me that I don't know how to fucking listen.
Right? I know.
Phone.
I already so mean. I know. Anthony, play the song.
All right, here we go. Name that tune.
Okay. All right. Justin Jones plays acoustic guitar on the fucking island of Guam. Did I win?
There's
this guy's like Justin Jones, and he doesn't take a shower, but he plays good acoustic guitar. It's like really cool, and he makes a guitar out of a coconut. So I mean, I know a lot more than you guys know. So don't fail me on this.
Stupid.
You
is that your final answer?
Nothing.
Justin Jones.
I want a free fucking credit card. All right?
Oh,
I
here we go.
$500 limit on that shit. Otherwise, y'all can just fuck kiss my ass.
So,
all
I
right.
don't know the name of the song, but I know it's Uncle Cracker.
Just anybody.
So I don't know the name of the song.
Nobody listens to that in their old age.
All right.
Know,
let's,
because
let's,
fucking,
let's take.
They listen to songs that
listen.
Give them money.
You
don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Alright, Santori gets half a point. Jolene gets the entire point because she has the name of the song. Before Santori, do you know the name?
No.
Follow me.
You're all fired, by the way.
We're all fired.
You're all fucking fired from my podcast.
Gotcha. So what do you want to talk about since you don't want to listen and play name that tune? What you got? What do you want to talk about? What you got?
Really? I mean.
Yeah. You said you had a lot of shit to talk about. What you got? We want to talk about.
All right. So, apparently, we're all stuck in this fucking stupid-ass fucking house, and it's because they didn't stop this shit way before. This whole thing should have never even fucking came over here. They knew that fucking people were eating rats over there and sucking on bat wings and shit, and all of a sudden, everybody got sick, and it's going to come over here, of course, if you don't fucking stop it. It's not my fault that we're all stuck in this fucking dumbass house doing what we're doing. America should have been done a lot fucking smarter shit. I thought we were so smart. Oh, America's so fucking smart. We're the best in the fucking everything. Man, we're fucking shit up right now. We're the people that have the worst cases in the whole world. We're the people that have fucking all this shit just running
all
around.
Yeah, but China's not telling us the truth. China, there's millions. China has...
Fuck China. It doesn't matter about what they tell us or not. The problem is our own government doesn't tell us the truth. So I don't give a shit what China does. They need to fucking tell us what the fuck is going on.
But you
and
just
they
said
don't
that we're
have
number
no
one
test.
In the world.
They don't have nothing
that's
going
compared
on. They don't
to
know
China.
What the fuck. Wait, what?
Compared to... You said we're number one in the world in cases, and I said, well, that's comparing ourselves to China. But China has not been forthcoming in the correct numbers because America is far more spread out and a lot less people, and they had it just stopped there all of a sudden. Bullshit. I call
bullshit. No, it's totally cool, but I mean, aren't we supposed to be the best at this shit? So when it comes over here, aren't we supposed to be able to fucking stop it?
Our death penis is bigger than their death penis. Death penis. That's the name of your movie.
Have you actually studied the way Taiwan is doing it? Has anybody studied how Taiwan is doing it?
Because no, I like
that's
that.
The, okay, so, well, I just... I'm asking you to go out there and do a little bit of fucking research, but if you watch how Taiwan does it, and I'm not going to fucking spit it out here because it's fucking complicated, but they basically, and it's a small country, but they shut the fucking shit down, and they have fucking tests everywhere. Everybody takes a test. Everybody goes to quarantine. Everybody signs into the fucking thing. America's not going to do that. So, if America's not going to do that, America is going to have a lot more fucking people die. And that's just how it's going to happen. Because, I mean, if you want to be a badass, well, whatever. 50 fucking thousand people died in Vietnam in combat for 10 years. We almost have fucking 6,000 motherfuckers dead from coronavirus in the last few weeks. It's kind of a big fucking deal, man. 9/11, I mean, we've already surpassed.
Yeah, but a lot more people have been struck by lightning today that have died from corona, right?
I mean, so I'm going to ask you, are you a person that you don't give a fuck whether you wash your hands or you fucking go out in the fucking public and you come back? I mean, are you scared about getting that shit?
Santori, tell him how.
This guy came pick me up in his car, which was full of trash. But he had a bottle full of alcohol, so whenever I did go with him to the King Supers, actually, when I went in, and I used the ATM machine, I came out, and he attacked me, my hands, because I touched the ATM. And this was, like, in the barely in the beginning of all this becoming, like, really a big thing. But, yeah, no, he does. And I've been washing my hands for, I don't know, 46 fucking years. Actually, 40. 43. Whatever.
You know what George Carlin says? You know what George Carlin says about washing his hands when he leaves the restroom? And he says, I don't wash my hands when I leave the restroom. The only time I wash my hands is when I shit on them. And that's it.
Well, okay, so look, I'm going to agree with you a lot because when I was in the Marine Corps, I lived out in the fucking desert and shit and had no fucking toilet paper or anything to do anything with. But if you have the ability to use those, if you can clean yourself all day long, you can clean everything, you can fucking avoid this shit. And I personally don't give a shit. I ain't scared of it, but I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get a virus that I never had that I have to get fucking intubated by because I'm a smoker. I'd rather just stay at my fucking house. And I'm just lucky that
stay
I can.
Stay home.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Dog, how much you love this game? We got two left, dog. You want to pick them? I know how much you love to play this game. Pick the last two.
So, I don't know why this happens, but I will choose number one. Is this how you get this for free so that we have to do this game every 15 minutes?
I like this game, and that's my show, and I want to play it. Don't judge my game. I like my game.
It helps us put music because we like the idea of playing music with the comedy, so it helps us give us a reason to play the music. I just randomly pick them.
I get it, man. I mean,
so you pick number one?
It's not like I'm the most awesome person to talk to.
Well, you're doing very well in the last 45 minutes. I appreciate it.
All right.
You've been entertaining.
Here we go.
All right, number one.
Get ready. Name that tune. Five.
I know it. I am the worst. I can't get any of these. I have no idea. All
right.
The Santori, what is it?
It's George Harrison. My guitar gently weeps.
Let's take it.
It was originally definitely George Harrison, but the voice is the singer right there. That's Eric Clapton singing that song. But it is George
Harrison.
There
you go. Are you sure it's not? Are you sure it's not Paul McCartney?
No, it's not Paul McCartney at all. That sounds like Eric Clapton.
Not John Lennon.
I heard John Lennon. I heard
that one was Clapton, but.
Yeah, no, I heard Eric Clapton.
Are you sure?
But it's George Harrison's song. George Harrison.
Is it
the Beatles? But George Harrison originally wrote that song. That's a George Harrison.
Oh.
He wrote that. That's all.
George Harrison.
Yes, George Harrison.
So he wrote that. He sang the original song.
He did. George Harrison. He wrote it and performed it.
He performed it.
Well, sang it, whatever. Played it, sung it. Yeah. Dog, you got five more minutes, dog.
Okay. You get the full point. It's okay.
Thank
good
you.
Good for you, Mike. And you get Eric Clapton, so that's good.
That's
dog.
Good. You like that, huh? Dog.
Dog.
Coming to
I mean, the end. Dog. I'm here, dog.
Dog, we got five minutes left, dog.
We didn't get
huh?
to.
Number five is alive.
We're not going to have time for the number five name that tune.
We could do that right now and get it over with. Because I know Dog wants
okay.
to do that.
Let's
do it.
Number five.
Dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Dog, aren't you excited, Dog?
Dog chooses number three.
All right.
Dog.
Number five.
Dog.
Number five is alive.
Number five.
So
right.
gay.
This is the last
gay
game that do. Here we go.
And gay.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
You know it's gay, dog, is whatever that song is. I don't even know what it is. But that's fucking gay. Whatever it's gonna be, it's gonna be gay as fuck.
I don't have a clue what
dog, I have no idea what the fuck that is, dog. But I know it's gay as fuck. So my guess is it's gay as fuck. That's my guess.
Alright, let's take
gay
a look.
Gay as fuck.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky. Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup. Perfect smile. It's too late.
Yeah, I get it.
That means that Jolene jumps ahead of Mike Santori, and Jolene wins.
No. I don't like that game.
Congratulations.
Right? Your game is faulty.
Do you know
think
how for a half a point? Like, if you would.
I am
known,
so proud of you, Jolene. Oh, Jolene, I am proud.
Thank you.
We've been playing. Don't listen to Dog. Dog's just negative. Dog just doesn't know how important the name that tune is and playing against me and losing for the last 2 years.
Yeah, you
three
get
years.
It all the time. You know everything.
I know. I'm sorry. Jolene, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you. I'm sorry we didn't really get to talk to you that much.
I know.
Doing good?
Don't listen to Dog. Dog,
dog don't listen to Dog.
Else. Dog. Bad dog. She's a bad,
bad
dog.
Bad dog.
Bad dog.
So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Jolie.
Thank you, Jolene. Dog. Dog. It's another show, dog. Do you have anything for last words before you go, dog?
Dog, I'm sitting here, and I'm sorry for fucking up your show.
You didn't fuck up my show, dog. You actually made it entertaining, dog.
I'm listening to the end because, you know, this shit's fucking failing fast.
Dog, I appreciate you staying up, dog, and chatting with us and playing Name That Tune, even though you don't like my game, dog.
I think the game is fucking stupid as shit.
I know, dog, and I don't care.
They
don't even
like my
game.
Who's the call? Hold on, we're getting a call. Caller, you're live. Who's this?
They don't
Hello,
even play enough
friend.
Of
How's
music.
How's it going, buddy? How's
it's
it
all
going?
A ripoff, man. It's a ripoff.
Dog.
I know your show's a ripoff.
Who is this?
What's going on, man? My name's Brooklyn.
Oh, here, play the song. It's like two names.
Dog, shut up. The one you're with is Colin. Dog.
Yo,
dog.
I mean, if you guys want to get all upset and like.
I'm not upset. I'm trying to hear the caller, dog. You keep talking over them. Who is this?
I'm just fucking with you because I'm about to go back.
I know you're fucking with me. I'm trying to talk to my new caller. I've talked to you for long enough. I want to talk to a new caller, maybe. Who are you? Who is it?
I never
Hello?
Stay up this late. You made
I know.
Sense.
Look what you're doing.
Hello?
I don't even. My brain is messed up.
Hello?
We'll see you next week, everyone.
No. See you next week, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. If you are listening, thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. Tune in next week. I'm Santorian. We're out.
Are we doing Zoom next?
We had the caller. Who's the caller? Wait. Caller.
Don't be a faggot.
Can't do it.
Hey, what's going on, man?
No one. Can't do it. Can you end the show?
All right. Okay.
All right.
Well, Santorini,
thank you everyone for
show,
being on the
right?
show, caller. Sorry we didn't get to you. You should have called in like 5 minutes before. But I do appreciate you guys listening. I do appreciate you guys calling in. If you got the number, that's good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Dog, appreciate you always. Everyone have it. Be safe out there. Be good to each other. And talk to you next time. We're out.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.